Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 1,200 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Welcome back to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. So today we're going to be talking about AI. And this is something that I'm going to be talking a lot more about in the coming weeks, coming months. We're going to spend a lot more focus on it. It is something that is actually a separate category on my Substack, my Instructional Design Transition Knowledge Hub that I talked about in the previous episode. So if you did not listen to that episode, you'll want to go back and learn more about that and subscribe. But there's going to be a lot to come on how to use AI to develop learning solutions, how to use AI to be more effective. What does this mean for us? What does it mean for instructional design jobs? All of those kinds of things. But this episode is going to be focused on the golden question that everybody has. Will AI take our jobs? Is AI going to replace instructional designers? Is it even worth getting into the field as an instructional designer? That is what we're going to talk about today. We'll get into more of the tactics and the specifics around AI in later episodes and on our Substack. So, will AI take instructional design jobs? Is it worth getting into instructional design in the age of AI? Nobody knows the future. Nobody has a crystal ball. But I will say that I do not believe that AI is going to take our jobs as instructional designers anytime soon. If it does happen, it's going to be in another lifetime. It's not going to be in the next, you know, the working years of many of the people that are seeking to transition right now. Many of you are in that age range where you've been working for a while. You're not brand new right out of school. You're not 22 years old, just getting out of college. You may be in your 30s, 40s, 50s. That's usually the range of people who listen to this podcast. And so in our working lifetime, I do not believe that AI is going to take over or really change significantly. I don't know if it's ever going to take over, but things may change really significantly later on for like my son's generation, your kids' generations, things like that. Now, I'll tell you why. Of course, nobody has a crystal ball, like I said, but I will tell you why I don't believe that you have a need to worry. There are some jobs that I do believe that AI is already starting to replace and will continue to replace. Even for these jobs, it doesn't mean that AI is completely replacing it because somebody still has to know something in order to get the tasks done. So what do I mean by that? So jobs that are a little bit more rote or mechanical or don't require higher level thinking, doing administrative tasks and things like that are becoming a lot easier with AI. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody doesn't need to feed it the things that it needs. And, you know, they're still human, what they call human in the loop, that is important and is part of the process. It's just that these things may be a little faster. Do they need 10 people to do that? No, maybe they only need one or two. So those types of jobs where it's kind of a rote task, I do think those things are going to be changing a lot more. But the jobs that require thought leadership, higher level thinking, are still going to be around. And as an instructional designer, our job is not to just put out crap training. And honestly, people have been putting out crap training for many years. And I almost feel like we're going backwards with some of the things that I've seen come out of AI because it is showing that it comes out of AI. Now, AI can help us a lot in the process of creating learning. But if we just basically like let it do its thing by itself, it creates crap because there's got to be a human in the loop that is thinking through
what to feed it.
There's got to be a human in the loop that is thinking about what to feed it, how to get a good output, right? Good input creates good output. all of those kinds of things to be able to create a good learning solution. So, you know, we have to remember that AI isn't really thinking. It seems like it's thinking sometimes when you're talking to it, but it's not really thinking. It's synthesizing the information that's already out there to complete the task. And so those jobs that do require that higher level thinking, they're not going to go away. And there are things that AI still cannot do. Now, we've talked about, we think AI is going to be taking all the jobs, but AI is also creating some jobs. So there is a new position that I've seen in job postings and even online called an AI architect. So someone that can go into a business and decide how they can be more efficient, how they can save money and save time with AI tailored to their business. That's a new position that's been created. So a lot of times when new technology comes around, there's actually new positions that are created as a result. The role will be changing in the next few years, but I think in general, it's just change. These are new tools and technology that you've got to learn to keep up. I do think there will be a time when those who have not learned it and have not kept up will kind of fall out. And that's what we've seen happen with even with Storyline and Rise and the rise of e-learning over the last 15 years. There are a lot of companies who didn't keep up with technology and didn't really implement e-learning. And maybe they're waiting for the idea at their company to introduce it to them. And they never did because they didn't know it themselves. And so the company never really caught up. The ID never improved their skills. And maybe now they find themselves looking for a job and they can't find one. That's why you see a lot of job postings about people that have been in the field for a while looking for work. I'll do a whole nother episode on that at another time. But just like you had to keep up with your skills and learn e-learning authoring tools when e-learning came about, it's the same thing with this. So I do believe there will be a time when you've got to have the skills to be able to move forward, and the lines are going to be drawn and there's going to be a separation between the people who have kept up and the people who aren't. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, and I'll explain why, but I do think that is something to pay attention to. If you're not interested in ever learning new technology and keeping up with technology and all that, then AI could potentially take your job. This may not be the field for you. But if you're willing to keep up with those things, then you'll be fine here. So another thing that I want to talk about that I don't think anyone's talking about is that AI has actually created an even greater need for training. So anytime technology changes, or really anytime anything changes for that matter, training is needed. And that is really why I really do feel like instructional designers are not going anywhere, because things change all the time. The only thing constant in life is change. And right now, there are people all over the place developing AI training, teaching you how to learn this stuff. Right now, this stuff has to be trained. We have to learn. Some people are learning it on their own, but some people are going through courses. It's all over my feed. One of our mentors, who is a senior instructional designer at her job, she works with us in Applied Instructional Design Academy, and she is currently creating an AI curriculum for her team at her job. AI being a new tool that not everyone knows how to use effectively, it's way more than chat, right? There's lots of other things that you can do with it and to improve business processes and complete tasks for you. And there's Claude Cowork that just came out, and Claude Live Artifacts and Claude Design and all these things that have come out fairly recently. And, you know, that's only a small fraction. They all have a learning curve. And so this creates an opportunity, just like for her, to create training for her team, for her instructional design team at her job. Now, will it reach a maturity at some point where we won't have things coming out, boom, 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 one right after the other? Yes, that will happen. But you know, when that happens, something else new is going to come out that's going to require training. So it just keeps on going. Something that a lot of us don't realize is that AI has actually created more of a need for instructional designers, or at least more of a need for training. It's not always instructional designers doing the training, although it probably should be. But it has created more of a need for training than we actually had before, not less of a need. Another thing that I want you to keep in mind is that many companies are very slow to adopt technology. Now, this is not something that is talked about because it's not cool or sexy to talk about all the companies that are not embracing technology. All you hear about in the news and on social media are all the companies that are embracing it, and they're usually larger organizations that have bigger budgets and can do that. But really, the backbone of our country are the small companies that a lot of you, when you get your first instructional design job, will be working at. There's actually more of those, more people working at those than there are at the larger companies if you add it all up. And a lot of those companies are fearful of technology and they take a while to implement it. Good example is there are companies that never implemented e-learning. So you really think that they're going to embrace AI right away? COVID forced a lot of them to get with the current times because you couldn't train people in person anymore. But even now, there's companies that are still not on board with e-learning and they're just now figuring it out. A lot of our instructional designers, the students in Applied Instructional Design Academy, when they get their first job, a lot of them have imposter syndrome. They're kind of like, well, I've been learning all these things, but I'm going to be the one who maybe doesn't know how to do this as an actual job. And maybe they're going to look at me and think I don't know what I'm doing. And then they get hired and they realize that their team actually hired them to teach them Storyline or teach them Rise or introduce e-learning to the company. And they're like, what? You haven't been doing these things before? They're looking at them for that expertise 15, 20 years after these tools have come out. So you can only imagine how long it's going to take for them to embrace AI. And like I said, these are just the things that you don't hear about. There's a lot of confirmation bias. You think something is one way and it confirms all over the place. I mean, it's literally the way that our algorithms are set up. They're listening to our conversations. You search for one thing and then you get 25 things on that. Think about even this transition into instructional design. A lot of people think that everybody in the world is transitioning because when they start transitioning, they start seeing it everywhere. And they're like, oh my goodness, everybody's getting into this field. There's going to be no room for me. But if they go out and ask, I mean, you could try this. Go out and ask people in your life, just, you know, that you haven't really talked about this career change or transition that you're going through. Go and ask them, do you know what instructional design is? Most people don't know. If you ask them what an engineer is or a nurse, they're going to know what that is. It's very mainstream, but they don't know what instructional designer is. Not everybody is transitioning to this field. It just feels like that. Same thing with AI. We just see all these things on social media and it just confirms what we already think. But we don't see all of the other companies that are not even, you know, they're kind of scared of it. Like they're afraid that their data is going to end up all over the place. They're not embracing it right now. And it's going to be a while before they do. And I've heard people say, well, maybe they're not right now, but in the next year they will. No. This is going to be several years, before you get every company on board, I can guarantee. And they may start using it in small ways. But for them to really fully utilize it to where it's going to really make an impact is going to be a while. Now, just to prove that point, I wanted to even see for myself. I went out just last week and looked on Indeed and LinkedIn. I pulled up 60 job postings for instructional designers all over the country. They weren't one specific city. And I wanted to just see, what are they asking for? I want to stay relevant. I want to see what job postings are talking about. I know what employers are talking about with us, but I want to see what's actually out there. So I look to see, do they mention AI? Do they want somebody who has some knowledge of AI? I will tell you that 8 out of 60 mentioned something about AI in the job posting. Only 8. That's 13%, if I did my math right. I think it's 13%. Out of 60, 8 out of 60 mentioned that something about AI, either a specific tool or just AI in general, that's it. So there's 52 that didn't even mention it at all whatsoever. They mentioned Storyline and Rise and all of the things that I've been talking about that you need to know about instructional design to be able to get a job, be able to create a storyboard and design documents and working with subject matter experts and being able to do needs analysis. All of the other things that I talk about and will continue to talk about in this podcast and beyond, those are all things that were mentioned. That hasn't changed, but the AI piece, very few have mentioned it. So that's also something to think about and consider, is that what you see out there is just, it's just the noise. It's the highlight reel. It's not necessarily what's really going on. And I can confirm that the companies that come to us for instructional designers, we have a lot of partnerships with a lot of companies that come to us specifically because they don't want to deal with all the noise of putting out job postings and going through resumes and all that kind of stuff. Every once in a while, we'll get someone who is asking about specific AI skills or something along those lines. And usually it's just to help with writing, like maybe just to help with like storyboarding or scenarios. It's not like anything real intense if they are asking about it. It's pretty light right now, the things that they are asking about, but we'll talk more about specifically what they are asking for coming up pretty soon on another episode. It's nothing real intense, but a lot of them aren't even asking for it at all. So just know that it's really not as prevalent as you think as of now, because you may think, oh my goodness, I'm already behind. I've got to learn all these things. It's going to be a while. What is really important, and this is not going to change, is that you need to know the core skills that are required. You know, the core things that I've been talking about, things like the instructional design process from start to finish, running a kickoff meeting, working with subject matter experts, creating design documents and storyboards, creating engaging learning. What does that mean? Adult learning theory. What does it actually mean to create engaging learning? Being able to use the tools to develop it. All of those core things do not change. And so some people are like, oh my goodness, I need to learn all this stuff with AI. That's an add-on at the end. It does make you more marketable because there are some jobs, even if it's not as many, there are jobs that do want to utilize it. When I created my curriculum for Applied Instructional Design Academy, I have core skills and I have what we call elective skills. So things like Camtasia, which is a video editing tool, Beyond, which is also a video animation tool. Those are additional skills. Same thing with AI. You need to have the core skills. You can't learn AI and replace the core skills. That's not going to work. The AI skills are an add-on to the core skills. So you want to make sure that you keep the right focus. Don't get caught up in all the AI is going to take your job hype. And I promise I would be real with you. I've always been that way. If I really felt like there was a way that we needed to pivot or something else was going on, where I didn't see you being able to get a traditional ID job the same way anymore, that is not the case. So let's put the highlight reel and the noise and all of that to rest. In your working lifetime, if you are, I would say at least in your 30s, maybe if you're in your early 20s, you might have a little bit of a risk, but if you're at least in your 30s and you're working lifetime, you are going to be fine. And not only fine, but in a really good position getting into this field, because change invokes more need for training. And we're going through a ton of change right now. So you're actually well positioned getting into this field. So just know that. Now, over the next few years, I do believe that there is going to be a divide of people who really learn how to utilize AI to design systems, design processes. Like that position I was talking about earlier in this episode, that AI architect position, for people that really figure out how to become an architect in their own field, how to really truly use AI to do things as opposed to just talking to chat. I think a lot of people are just talking to chat. And that I do think is going to be something that's going to be a problem. And people will start separating themselves into categories as the years go on. So I'm not saying that it's not important for you to learn AI. It's not important for you to start moving forward with some of these things now or in the near future. But I just want to make sure that, one, the core skills are at top of mind first. And two, you don't get too distracted by all of the noise that is out there. All right, so what did you think about this topic? I would love to know what your thoughts are. If you want to jump into the Facebook group, Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career, and let's talk about it. And I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there's a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.